Blog Talk Radio.
When the breasts thing every week, it just entertains me.
Hey yo, that's
I thought you should
do
it
well.
On the new show.
Yeah, just remind me. Make sure you know. What I mean, if I'm gonna say something like that, make sure that your husband is not in the building because I ain't trying to get in trouble. And from what I heard, your husband knows kung fu.
He's a kickboxer.
There you go. And I ain't trying to get kicks in my head top. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't want to suffer strong style. None of that, man. I don't want that. Oh,
hey, yeah. Aiden.
He's ready now.
USTC.
Wait a minute. Hey, STC ain't got beef with you. It's with me, Wardle. I don't know what you got beef about.
I've got beef.
What have you got beef
with? Racism.
Oh.
Blatant racism.
Oh.
A nice black gentleman. And we're like, you know what? You know what? We're going to put you in the chair because black people go in the chair. That's what they said. I saw it on the page.
What?
All of them. All of them. Ian Cooper. Racist.
They've seen a chocolate god and they just couldn't handle it.
They saw his purple suit and was like, no black person's going to wear a purple suit. That's not allowed. In the chair you go. That's what they did. Racist. Mike Knox was there. He was hating. Mike Knox was hating. You're blacker than me, Mike Brand. You're in the chair. Racism. From everyone.
Jesus Christ. Did you just think you're blacker than me? Get in the chair.
Yeah,
he's talking. He's talking about white nuts. You know,
he added that out.
Like, Jamie Shields was like, I wish I was as black as you, Mike. You'll go to the chair.
Oh, shit. Wardle, that's cold, man. There's no substantial evidence to back that claim.
I saw it. They deleted the post, though, conveniently afterwards. Even Shad was there. Even Shad was putting you in the chair.
Is that why Shad's not here right now?
Yeah. Even Shad was putting you in the chair.
You wait till he comes back on the show later on. Of this podcast. No, correction, this sit-down interview. As like
you know who else is with us right now?
The baby's here!
Is she the baby?
Listen.
The reigning, defending, undisputed king of the ultra lightweights.
That's all I like about babies. Babies are never racist because they don't know what that is. So, welcome to the show, AJ the baby, for the last time! Because I still got love for the group, same way, man. I've got no hate. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't be a racist.
Yeah.
Don't be a weirdo.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, Wardle. Don't be a tragedy like...
Shad's prediction record.
Oh, shit. Cold-blooded!
You'd be the first person to throw me under the bus, so I'm just taking it a preemptive strike.
Literally, I metaphorically would throw you under the bus.
He would. He's a lovely guy.
Yo, follow us!
On the Twitter...
at STC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, the best damn show in radio. You know what I mean? Massive respect, shout outs to the Perfect Picks Radio, massive for crew as well, man. I mean, always, who. You know, listen to the show, Wardle. Shout out to the Altered Angle as well. You know, who? Wardle, you're the one who introduced me to the Altered Angle in the first place? Check yourself, man.
Hey, we beat them. We beat them hard in predictions, so they are nothing to me. They are nobodies.
Have we ever lost a head-to-head prediction?
No. Not in a series, we've not, no.
No, we're undefeated.
The streak. The streak.
Well, Mike Knox was too much of a passe to come out and challenge the FTC at WrestleMania.
He was in Atlanta, Wardle!
I don't give a shit.
He could have pre-recorded. There's no excuse.
We'll give him a second chance at SummerSlam.
Nah, he's beneath me now. I don't need to beat him. I don't need his validation.
No! Oh my gosh! You wait till he hears this. Oh my gosh!
He hears it. I hope he hears it.
You know what it is.
Anyway, enough of all that shit, man. We got Raw to talk about, we got SmackDown to talk about, and they're over here in the UK. You know, Stephanie McMahon found herself on this morning. You know what I mean? Talking to Philip Schofield and Harley Willoughby. I didn't even get around to catching that. The American Alpha found themselves on Sky Sports. So I hope they kept their hands off my Natalie Sawyer, else there will be trouble. I don't care if they're wicked wrestlers. I will slap them down. Yo, go for it, guys, man. How was you feeling this week's wrestling? It was over here in London.
It wasn't that good. I don't think it was all that great if you compare it to some of the other weeks of wrestling we've had. Don't get me wrong, there's some standout points on both shows, but overall, I felt a little bit lazy from creative. What do you think, Joe?
Do you know what? Joe didn't watch it. Joe found another Viking show. Joe's been watching Vikings.
I love Vikings.
Oh, yes, I love being a beautiful Viking man.
Anyway, wrestling in the UK, when they come over, is always a bit dodgy anyway. There's never been any really, really good, like, weekly content.
It's never been any good since that big British Bulldog thing years back.
Yeah. That was it. It's always been a bit dodgy when they come to the UK.
I was expecting more. You know what I mean? Like, feels like I just think, you know, you've got Backlash building up and we're coming off the back of Payback. I was just expecting more. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some really good bits. I thought the SmackDown main event was brilliant and, you know, there's some good bits on Raw 2 with Bray and Balor, but it was just lacking, really, and it's a shame because it's been so good this year, really, especially compared to last year, which was pretty poor. Which this year's been so much better. It's just disappointing for me.
It's even the same with, like, the NXT content as well. Like, when they came over last year, like, because I went to Nottingham, and then obviously they did TakeOver London. TakeOver London could have been any, you know, weekly. It wasn't anything special. It's just the way they treat the UK fans, though, don't they? So it's because, we, like Joe said, we had that one really good event with the British Bulldog, and they didn't like it because it was such a good event, and it got such good ratings. So it's always been a bit dodgy since then, which is a shame.
I mean, the crowds are usually good as well still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I could be tripping, but I felt like the crowd looked like there was into it, but not into it like they used to be into it. Either that or it's because it wasn't live in Birmingham or it wasn't live in Liverpool or it wasn't live in Manchester or it wasn't live in Glasgow. I don't know.
It's because they knew it wasn't going to be, like, an amazing show. Because it's not. It's never, like, amazing when they come to UK. So we don't get, like, any sort of big money matches. Not really. I mean, the multi-man tag match was all right. But, you know, it was just all right.
I couldn't think of anything that, like, you know, that sticks out of my head as far as Raw. That was like, wow, that was great.
Oh, Raw was terrible. Oh, good God.
Raw was pretty bad. I mean, SmackDown was slightly better, but I think if you take the SmackDown main event out, it was almost as bad.
Yeah.
Props to AJ Styles, though. I think he's MVP, which we'll get onto a little bit later.
The problem with the SmackDown, though, is like what we said last time, is that because some of the guys are on Raw that are in the SmackDown storylines, and vice versa, it's all a bit strange.
it's just one big clusterfuck, isn't it, really?
Yeah. To put it so eloquently, yes.
You know.
Hey, yeah. I never said I was going PG.
You know, the Miz, he claimed he was a general manager.
Let's not talk about that. That was fucking ridiculous. That whole segment, that whole thing throughout the night was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
just stupid.
Kirk Angle wasn't even there, you know what I mean, to represent, you know what I mean, to just say, yo, UK, what's good? You know what I mean, I don't know what happened there, you know what I mean? Stephanie.
It would have been his previous criminal charges probably that stopped him getting in, maybe.
Yeah, it would have been.
Oh, shit, yeah. I completely forgot about that. Bloody hell, UK, man. You're so whack when you're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, people ago. Yeah. I thought Brian, it wasn't that long ago Kurt was over here.
I don't know.
The highlight of my week in wrestling. Well, not only was it the kayfabe news article, which cracked me the fuck up, which was that Godfather challenges Bray Wyatt to a House of Horses match. I was in pieces reading that. But Breezango, yet again, with an amazing, amazing Fashion Police segment.
Yeah, amazing.
I don't think it was as good as last week.
Did you not like the Sherlock Holmes thing? That was
no, like, I did. I just didn't think it was as good as last week. It was just perfect.
And I made a phone call on your behalf, Matt Sacco, and got a serial joke in there on your behalf.
To what?
In the Breezango segment, he was like, Fandango said to Tyler Breeze, shall we cheerio, chap? And he was
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've already had my breakfast. That was for you, Matt. I did that for you. I called Vinny Russo, who is still secretly working for, in the creative, for you.
I've got to say, guys, that's like one thing I don't really like when they come over here. You know what I mean? Is when they come with that stereotype shit, man. With the whole cheerio and acting like a noble Englishman and shit. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't like that shit, man. And even my baby girl, my wife, my filet mignon, my bun and cheese, my queen of the earth, Naomi, she came out, make some bloody noise. I was like, Naomi, no, don't do that again. I think it's cringy. I think it's like, no, man, don't do that, man.
Jaw knows why Kurt Angle was not at Raw and why Kurt Angle does not come to the UK anymore.
Oh, shit. What's the UK done to Kurt Angle? What's happened?
Are you ready for it?
I don't know. It's coming from you. I don't know, you know. I have to prepare myself.
No, I'm serious.
I don't know, man.
He went to this thing, right? And he met this guy called Ian Anthony Cooper. And Cooper had a four-star moustache. And he was like, fuck that, I'm out, never come to the UK again. And that's how he met
it was.
There you go, listeners. Another reason to hate the FCC. Ian Cooper's in the FCC, and he's caused Kirk not to come over to the UK again. There you go.
It's Ian's fault!
Deeply scarred he was.
Ian's fault!
Wait, I thought it was weird that Kurt was tweeting out hashtag fuck Cooper. I was like, what?
Retired from wrestling.
Roll up.
Wake up.
I want the roll up.
Jimmy, wake up. Yes, you, Jimmy, yes, wake up. You what? Yeah, we got him.
Oh, shit!
Here, roll up now. Where's the grinder? Where's the
grinder? The Shad Barber is here! Oh, shit! Yeah. Shad, it's the final STC from the UK ever. It's the end of an era show, so you better roll it up, light it up, and smoke it up.
I'm 2 steps ahead.
Very good. We have to hear it. I mean, I can't even pronounce that word right now, man. You know what I mean? We want to hear that realness, okay? Want it?
Adamant or adamant, as you like.
No, man, that authenticity. Oh, forget it.
Shad, I want to hear HD rolling.
HD quality rolling, 1080p, damn it. We want to hear that shit. Yo, shout out to Icy Fresh as well, man, with his authentic urine sample.
HD piss, one of the best moments in the entire history of podcasting. HD piss. I felt like he was like pissing right next to me, honestly. It was real.
It was like in surround sound. It was great.
It was. The sound quality was immense.
IMAX.
You know what? It's the last ever episode of STC from the UK. I want to roll that clip back one time, man. Fuck it. Let's roll the clip back.
The champion, The Miz. give a dirty tease. But you know what? Doing the 9-inch, I think I know why they did. Sami Zayn, the challenger, World Wrestling Federation, Intercontinental.
Your question go first.
You want to go first?
I want to go first, yeah. Well, basically, last week I gave a prediction.
Go first, man. Go first.
Last week I gave a prediction, but obviously that was before the title change. So this time I'm still sticking with that same prediction. Obviously, with the two coats.
What the? Whoa! Stop! Stop! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
We had Kevin Owens footage that Wardle brought us as well.
Oh yeah, the authentic Kevin eating of Monster Munch.
That's probably some Fritos. I don't have Monster Munch in there.
I
would just Capital, like to...
It's just like a basic food type of guy, to be fair.
I would like to make a prediction regarding Shadfather.
Oh, God!
He's not going to die.
Steady.
He's going to die.
Oh, Sacco! Yes, Sacco. Well, yes, Sacco. What's going on, man? Long time. I heard that you've gone through a transformation or something like that.
What?
Did I come and say last week? And then I found out that you were that you was intergender. But then I heard what then it was intergender. Are you intergender?
Oh my God! I'm good.
You're a prick.
I'm good. I swear to God. I'm good.
Yeah, what cracked me up? Oh. What cracked me up on Shad's jokes, right? Isn't it? When he was like, oh, you know, because Jinder's part of, you know, Istis. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Istis? What's Istis? And he's like, Istis. And I was like, but you mean ISIS? And he's like, no.
Istis. Well, Bozo, that had nothing on Sad's prediction for the House of Horrors match where the Bollywood boys turn up and blow everything up.
Yeah!
I was kind of right.
No, you weren't. There was no explosive, Shad.
I knew Izzy would interfere.
Yeah. You're a bad, bad man.
Thank you.
So did you see like a whole suicide bomber thing going down? Like when they went in with a bomb strapped to their chest? Is that what you predicted? Or just like in general they blew it up?
Just fly something into the house.
Like a whole Ahmed the Dead terrorist type thing. See where you won that.
Yo. I'm done. That's it.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Just say pass.
We can edit that out.
No. It's the greatest prediction he's ever made, and yet he was kind of right.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as the intro to the new show. That bit, yeah.
Mike, please send us all the clip of Chad doing that, please. Anytime I ever feel sad every month.
I'll just send
Crime
Stopper review of Mike getting
chased
by the dog.
That's
this last week, man. But Izzy's is not.
And it's not racist when it's Izzy's, really, is it? Yes.
The religion, not a race. Prejudice.
Exactly.
Oh my god!
You're the moral high ground. You're taking the moral high ground.
Oh, yeah, Sean, you take the moral high ground. You're right. You're not a racist.
That can never have the moral high ground with anything.
It's just prejudice against bombers, and that's okay.
That sounds like about some lovers of Izzy's over here, yeah?
Yeah. I bet you they're members of Izzy's. They want their virgins, I'm telling you.
Well, there's no need to do a prediction. So for what is backlash? I know who you're not cheering for. I'm thinking with Orson though.
So no Bollywood boys running in going.
But do you know what I've come to understand and realise? STC is the recruiting ground for Izzy's.
This has all gone totally off topic.
Don't shit. It's a recruiting ground. You're gonna get PMs asking you to blow yourself up and promising your virgins and stuff.
I've spat my drink everywhere.
Oh my!
Well, we know that Cam Wellington's a head recruiter.
No!
He looks the type.
Oh no!
He'd make the biggest impact.
Oh my gosh! If you are,
so Chad, what did you make of Raw and SmackDown this week?
Yeah, what did you make of Raw and SmackDown?
It was for the stop show, yeah. Tell me when you're ready to hit record and then we'll...
Come on! Is that a new one?
Tell me when to hit record! You can start from now, Shad. We're recording now, mate.
Oh!
Welcome to from the UK, the last show. I was talking off air about naughty topics which will never reach the airwaves ever because we might end up in prison.
Well, we?
No, sir! No, sir! Hey, you want to go in prison? Please.
Got freedom of speech anyway, man.
Oh my gosh! Yeah!
I'm on the side of Chad on this one.
You two always in this together anyway. You both want it. You know what? Forget it. I'm not even going there.
No, I know who's going to say.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to bring up Ric Flair again.
Yeah. And finally, we wish something
on Mike. You've been doing it for like, what?
You're not awful, Mike.
70 weeks. You might as well say it one more time. Go on.
You and Joel wish death on Ric Flair.
There we go.
It's not right. Joel, I see you with your...
Fucking entertaining, though. Could you imagine if it happened to, like, one of the big pay-per-views? That would have been a WrestleMania moment. Well, the old fucker didn't die.
Me and Mike both said... If Ric Flair died at any point during last year, we both would have just left the show for like a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we couldn't have done it. Not with Shad just going.
Why?
No.
Told you so.
There's no way. I'm glad Ric Flair is still with us, thank goodness. I don't care if Shad says it was awareness. Yeah, find that one.
That's all it was. How much attention did we pay to Ric Flair that year?
Every single week, 52 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, it was like the Rick Fox.
How was you feeling the World Wrestling Federation this week in London?
I'm even watch SmackDown, I'm not even going to lie. But Raw was okay, actually, yeah.
Raw was okay.
That's all right.
That's how we felt.
Kind of disappointed in the UK. Yeah, the UK didn't represent, man, but I I've been into places like Manchester and that, and like and Birmingham and that, because London didn't do shit.
Exactly.
Southerners are bastards.
Exactly, yeah man. They need to go.
Okay, or Newcastle, sorry, or Newcastle, yeah.
Exactly. Newcastle!
Well, I heard the stories, Joe. I heard the stories. The further north you go, I've heard the stories, okay? And I never got to go further north. That's just on me.
We'll get better. Look in the further north. Up you go.
Joe, I believe you.
I don't usually get passed away.
Oh my god!
Ring the damn bell!
Ring the damn bell!
Enough.
Oh.
Let that one slide.
But to be fair, you don't look at the mantelpiece when you're poking the fire, do you? You've got a damn good point.
Come on. You do look at the back, though, with you. Do it from the back. Like, want to rip the ashtray or something on there?
What's a gift? Or a can?
Ashtray, that's too much mess and...
Oh, but, yeah. Jesus.
Moving on.
I'll try my best to move on. MVPs of the week, then. Who have we got, people? You know what I mean, I always gotta start with Serial Killer because you know he always starts it sensibly, and then I'll come to Shad last because he'll just take it to a whole new plateau.
I've got a nice one.
That's all right then.
Go on, Angel, you start.
Oh gosh.
It's all ready for my nice one.
Pause.
Go on then.
Matt Powell.
What? Matt Powell, MVP of the week? Whoa.
He is Joe's MVP of the week, and it stands, and I'm not changing it. And don't edit it out.
Don't worry, it's not getting edited out. Don't worry about that. Why has Matt Powell got the MVP? Shit, God!
Because... of Bram.
Yes,
you
that's
know
right.
I've been stalking the life out of that man. I literally stalk him.
Wow.
Enough. I need to know what he smells like.
Well,
I want to lick his face. I want to cut a lock of his hair and see if I can grow my own.
Whoa! Some DNA shit. Joe! Is history going to be made? Yes. Are you finally going to reach in your pocket or your bra with your breath in there for your two-fifths and go down? Oh, I think that's...
Do you know, I was actually checking out the online banking. I was like, looking to see what money was where to see if I could get the train fare together.
Is Chad playing the Hoover noise?
I think he is.
Man, seriously, what's going on? Seriously, no. I don't know what's going on. Am I disconnected? Am I just come back?
It just seems so convenient that when Joe announced Matt Powell, that the head of PWL as MVP of the week, you suddenly disappeared. And you come back with the Hoover. That's so convenient, Chad. That's so convenient. That's interesting.
Do you know what that is? I'm even going to write on the page that Matt Powell got voted MVP of the week on the podcast.
Whoa!
And hopefully, he'll have smelled Bram for us.
Did he close down PWL? Did he close down LOL?
I stalk somebody, okay? I've got serious issues about somebody, and Matt Powell signed them to, come to PWL for one night.
Okay. Who is this?
Bram. Do you know who was balls deep in Charlotte? Bram.
Oh, the one who kicked her off. Yeah, the one who kicked her off. Yeah.
The beautiful, beautiful Viking-looking man.
Yeah.
I stalk him a lot. I love him.
Okay.
He's a man I could sleep with outside of my marriage.
Whoa!
Because he's a normal guy like me and Mike and Matt and Wardle. He's just a normal guy. He's not a superstar. He's just a normal, regular guy.
I know, but he's beautiful.
You probably couldn't get to him, so you probably couldn't get to him. Oh, sorry, I'm
Bilal. It's a possibility.
Yeah, of course it is. You could probably see him walking down the street.
Okay.
And I swear to God,
I would jump him.
Okay, so.
He wouldn't stand the chance.
Oh, shit. Okay, let me just put it out there. Let me just be professional just for a minute, Shad. Just for a minute. He's touching down. Rosshaw Labour Club, Lichfield Road. That's Warsaw, man. WS41HB. Friday, 9th of June, man. Man, hit up Matt Powell for tickets, man, before them sell off. You know what I mean? Friday, 9th of June, Rosshaw Labour Club.
Only £1.50 a ticket. £2, you might get a chair.
No respect! No respect!
That's what you're probably in the background. All the time going on while the cleaners...
No respect whatsoever!
While the kids are leaving the school.
You know what I mean?
Care package for a ticket.
That's their version of The Undertaker.
Caretaker. Oh, no, don't give him any ideas, you know. You've already got stung. The caretaker, oh my God, no.
That was ridiculous. He looked like a fucking smart. Oh.
Anyway, enough of that shit.
He looks like a mess.
Who's your MVP of the
week? I thought that went up against Seth Rollins. I thought this guy does not look right. We all know what happened about that. Ended, don't we?
Yep.
That's it.
And the neck is gone.
MVP of the week, Wardle. We've got to keep this moving, man, because boy, we're heading into...
I'm going to do mine a little different as well. Mine's going to be a different one.
Okay.
My MVP of the entire FTC podcast is the Shadfather.
Shadfather, well done! Congratulations!
Oh, man, I haven't got nothing prepared, man, or no speech or anything, man.
No man has ever popped my lungs. To the point where I genuinely was writing my last will and testament. So he absolutely killed me! I mean, that was an epic moment. That was just like 15, 20 minutes of just laughing. What was the epic moment of laughing for when me and Mike were just dead?
Oh, yeah, I remember. we got footage for that. I'm sure we got footage for that we could roll, man, because I thought that was pretty cool.
Have mercy, please! What was that already, you know? Shut up and say shit yet, you know?
It killed me. And that's the only sense in me. Like,
you horrible man.
And I was like, why is Shad messaging me? And I've looked, and it's just a picture of Steph and Andre the Giant's knee. And I'm just dead. Because I swear you sent me a picture before as well of, like, his hand, like, next to someone else's. And it was just killed me. Yeah, because you did the full Macho Shad rant.
I love that shit, man.
So my MVP of the STC, I had to be Shadfather. I had to be.
Yeah.
I couldn't do an MVP in the week, not on the last one, formerly known as of the STC. Had to be something a bit special.
Nah, seriously, Shad, you deserve it, man. Because, I mean, it even made the intro. Even made the intro of the podcast this year. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No one did it. That killed me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God, that's so good. Wow. It was like...
Am I about to leave my own show?
No.
You get 2 minutes at the end of the new show for the Shad's final thought, but that's all you're getting.
No!
And anything more than that.
We don't want to be incarcerated.
I'm trying to be legit now.
I like my freedom.
I don't want to get
guns. If I go down, I'm thinking you're not with me.
Wait a minute! We don't have to do this!
I didn't write the script.
Oh, shit.
Script? What a messed up fucker would write this shit.
There she is.
Oh, shit!
I would not.
I don't think we're going to get a serious answer, man.
That one's serious? Yeah, well, the one that's not
that
serious.
That was the heart.
Like
that. You
woman.
Don't try and
shit on it. It was that one festival of friendship. Don't go on orange on it.
You just did a retro taker on there. Just complete no
sound. Not a free taker.
I even had a little tea and everything was so beautiful.
I was showing my appreciation to my tag team partner, the undisputed tag team champions of the world, hashtag milk chocolate, and you go and do that to me, Mike.
Disrespect that as well.
That is disrespect.
Milk chocolate forever.
Milk chocolate forever.
Oh, I wanted to keep it moving, man. Shit!
No, you, man. Ah, fuck you.
I mean, we're heading into the... I mean,
I hope
the break and shit.
Nothing really happened on Raw and SmackDown. And you said this is the last show of the STC. So we should talk about moments from the...
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk about some moments as well.
Can't all grind about Raw and Arrows. So the job...
We don't need to talk about that, Joe. We don't need to talk about that.
You, except and put black man, like, I just don't understand it.
Why would a dog do this? Of all people.
The dog was racist.
It was a British bulldog.
And it was in the KKK.
You don't realise, my life was on the line. You don't realise. Obviously, God meant for bigger things to happen to me. That's why I'm still alive. That's why I'm still here, damn it. What was God making you fall and trip on your ass all about?
What was that?
It was a test to see if I could survive the storm.
What was the fucking gas for comedic purposes?
I felt you're getting too into this black Jesus thing, you know. God ain't testing you.
It was a test, damn it.
God, and the black sad. He's definitely testing us.
And I would see if I could work with a storm.
You know, you don't understand.
The weather,
it wasn't a tiny dog,
Mortal! It was the chihuahua, not a hellhound.
and then Shad said, you're a 7-foot fucking black guy, why would the dog come after you, fam?
You don't understand, man. You don't understand.
You don't make sense.
Try and call me a liar, try and say I'm not a righteous brother. Do you know I'm a righteous brother? God damn it.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be a preacher, that, aren't you?
Anyway, enough of that shit. I'm cutting it off right there. Going into a break, okay? Stephanie's going to talk to us real quick. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk back to Stephanie. Then I'm going to mention my MVP of the week. Then Matt Sacco's going to mention his MVP of the week, because you guys have said yours already. I don't think Shad has, actually. I can't remember. Right? Too much jokes up in here. And then we're going to talk more memories of this STC from the UK podcast before we go forwards, onwards and upwards to our new venture. Okay? We're going to talk about that right at the end of the show. Hey, we'll be back after.
You know what? I'm done, forget it. I can't do this thing, man.
Have a break.
Have a Kit Kat.
I can't do this shit.
Don't have a break.
This is a character.
Yes.
So who are you playing?
I am portraying a piece of the authority, so I do represent the ownership both in real life, but then as a character on television. So my character abuses her authority and power pretty much at every turn to get what she wants.
And I mean, that's gonna hurt. Do you get hurt?
The slaps, well, you know, they don't tickle, but you know, slaps will never do any real damage.
No.
And you say that the reason it is so big is that it's never dull, because it is actually choreographed.
Well, it is, and you know, it's our mission to put smiles on people's faces.
It's really physical, and it's very physical, trained.
Absolutely, and we have no off seasons and no reruns. You know, we're live every single week, 52 weeks a year, and it is. It's like athletic theater, if you will.
Yeah. When you're the fourth generation, as we said then, your intro of wrestling promoter, was there any doubt in your mind that you were going to go into the family business?
Actually, no, it's what I've always wanted to do. I've always been a fan of wrestling and WWE in particular, and especially growing up watching my father, who was the chairman, CEO, and also a commentator on the show. And I was just enthralled, you know, business conversation at the dinner table and listening to the stories that were getting built and the characters and meeting them and seeing them. Actually, my first WWE live event, I was about 3 years old, and I went walking backstage, and I'll never forget it. All of a sudden, these kids came running at me, screaming, terrified. And I couldn't imagine what was happening. My parents were down the hallway, and then here comes George the Animal Steel, who had basically so much hair on his back it was like fur, and his tongue was green, and he was in character lumbering towards me. And I then screamed at the top of my lungs and virtually ran up my father's leg and buried my head in his neck. But I noticed he was laughing, my father, the great defender. And then he introduced me to George the Animal Steel, who is also known as Jim Myers, a school teacher. And that was my first inkling into the world of WWE.
And this is a massive and extremely successful family business.
It is, and it is. It's family friendly. People watch in generations, and it's grandparents and grandchildren and parents and their children. And in fact, in the States, more families watch WWE together than any major sports franchise.
Is that right?
Yeah, the only exception being the NFL.
And something that you've been key to, really, is bringing more women into the sport.
Yes.
I mean, there has always been women wrestlers.
There has always been women wrestlers.
Now you've brought in...
Yes, and there's actually something that we call the women's evolution. And really, all of the credit goes to every woman who has ever stepped foot into a WWE or a wrestling ring. But I like to give the credit to our audience because our audience started a hashtag called Give Divas a Chance. And at that time, our female division was branded as the Divas Division. And it trended worldwide for 3 days.
Really?
And our fans' voices were so loud, they were saying they wanted more athleticism, deeper character development, enhanced storylines. They wanted more of our women. And their voice was so strong that our chairman and CEO responded, "We hear you, keep watching, give Divas a chance." And since then, we've rebranded the Divas Division to the Women's Division, and all of our women are called superstars, just like the men.
Because you think with a massive company like that, so 12 billion views online, that you
On YouTube alone.
On YouTube alone.
Yep.
Yeah. And that you could, you know, you could sit back and think this is so successful. We don't need to worry too much about this.
Oh,
but you
never.
Really do listen to the fans.
Yes, actually, I think that that's our secret sauce. When you think about Monday Night Raw. Imagine all of those fans and all of those families in the arena, and then imagine an empty arena, right? Our show would be pretty boring.
Mm.
It would lack the energy. It would lack the excitement. Our fans are our secret sauce, and that's one of the reasons why I think we're so successful on social media.
Our social media, you mentioned that, because our social media today... Tim, have you got the iPad there? Loads of people contacting us saying that that they see you as a role model, that they sit down as a family, and that they watch, as you were mentioning.
Gail says, "Steph is such a wonderful role model. Kirsty says, Stephanie and her superstars are amazing. They gave my son and our family an amazing weekend with Make the Wish at WrestleMania, and it's one we'll never forget. Thank you so much." Tanis said, "My family bought tickets to see WWE Live on Wednesday, and we can't wait. It brings us together." That's what you said. "And we appreciate Steph for all the hard work she does. My 12-year-old daughter looks up to you as a true inspiration." So
wow.
Thank you very much.
Well,
what do you say
to them?
There will be other people who say, "Oh, it's just violent. It's promoting violence." What do you say to them?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's all scripted, as you said, and it is. It's entertainment. You know, and it's protagonist versus antagonist, no different than a great book, no different than Shakespeare, no different than Swan Lake. You know, there's some type of conflict resolution. The only difference is that our conflicts are settled in the ring with some of the greatest live action akin to the best of Hollywood sports.
And you've got three daughters.
Hollywood stunts.
Yeah, you have your three daughters.
Yes.
And will you encourage them? Look at them, they're gorgeous. Would you encourage them to get into the ring?
Well, you can't see their faces. That's intentional.
Yeah.
They are 10, 8, and 6, and I will encourage them to follow their dreams and to live their passion. They just need to learn how to work hard to do it.
Yeah. Do they watch and they like? Do they like
they
it?
They do. My oldest and my youngest, in particular. My oldest would love to be the women's champion, and my youngest wants to marry John Cena. So she needs to hurry up because Nikki Bella is there. Are now engaged as
Yeah.
Yo, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in at home. I hope you've all calmed the fuck down. We've all been laughing, we've all been having a laugh on the show. Final STC from the UK podcast. You know what I mean? It's an end of an era. I am your host, Bad Body P, alongside Wardle, alongside Sensational Joe, alongside Chad Farmer, alongside Serial Killer! Man, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter, request to join.
I don't even bother with one of them now.
Don't be a tragedy like Jared Followill, okay? I'm going to get to that gem ass in a minute. Well, not in a minute, but in a little while. Okay, follow us
on the Twitter
at STC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, best damn show in radio. About to go through the metamorphosis right now, but you know, we just come off from the break.
Whoa.
What's good?
Woo!
Yeah!
A little cry, a little tear must have fell down for you.
I just heard a sharp sigh, and then his heart stopped.
Oh, wow. You know what?
That's what Aaron will say, yeah.
You know what? Should we, yeah man, let's do a special edition of this shit, man. You know, it'll be one time only. The Rick Flair files, we've reopened the case, we've reopened the books. Just
go on, Chad, sing it. Sing it.
Sing it, Daddy.
We need like an a cappella remix, like a rap remix, a pitbull remix.
Well, it's Richard.
Yes.
Oh, Gus, I can't lie, man. I do have a tear in my eye right now, you know, still. You know what I mean?
About the past few weeks ago?
Ric Flair. It's one time, I mean, one time only. You know what I mean? It's by popular demand and shit. I mean, that's been too long, but you know what I mean? It's got to be done, man. Man, you know what? I'd love to know what Ric Flair's got to say about this whole Charlotte Flair situation, man. I mean, she was one of the latest people who got caught. Yeah.
Did you not hear what he had to say? Did you not see that interview?
No, sir! No!
All he said was, it was like one sentence, it was just like, damn, my son's got weird tits. And then he strutted. And then, like, elbowed the floor. That was it.
Come on, man. Why are you all crucifying him, man? Like, why are you wanting to get crucified, man?
You can't crucify a white guy.
Can I just say, I did not want to say them full photos because I was really scared I was going to say penis. But I shriveled up half-dead penis.
Oh, shit.
And I've seen a tit and it kind of confirmed my theory. Because then tits on off like a woman.
apparently she can bench press just using her vagina. She's jacked. But yeah, she definitely looked like a bloke. Fucking hell, fire.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's terrible, man. I was thinking, are they like, oh, Lord, Charlotte, no, not you. Why would you do something like that, man?
Come on, you look kind of
suspicious, man. Like, she was being forced to do them. I don't know if you had to do.
Well,
do you think it's right? They could by trying to pimp it out.
Oh yeah, well that's a better idea.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
what do you Rolex? Pimp it out.
No, it wouldn't go for any Botox or like bottles. I had a smile on their face. Man, she's not like trying to punch on it.
It's like, yo, to me, common sense says, don't be taking, especially when you're a public figure, don't be taking naked photos of yourself. Don't.
In fairness, she was hacked. It's not as if she leaked them out or anything.
No.
But still, you're public somebody.
Well, it's okay to have them, but don't put them in the freaking sky the clouds.
Why not, man?
I don't need people here with memory cards, like SD cards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's to me, it's common sense. You just don't take them, man.
I have to take them, man. Don't say that, man. Shh, they're a hero. I know that, man.
I'll
listen to him.
But on a reel, because
on a reel,
We got two guys trying to talk over each other, man. You know what I mean? One at a time, single file.
Shut up.
Okay, before we close the file, I just want to say those files look like they're probably for a doctor or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say that it looked like that she was, you know, like training shots. Because obviously she's into her bodybuilding, isn't she? Mm-hmm. So, like, but on a serious note, she was hacked. It was an invasion of privacy. And all I want to say to the people that are hacking all these celebs is why the fuck are you not hacking Eva Marie?
I've got one word to hack her as well. Not one word, but I'll just... If he's listening out there, hacker, please leave Darren Young's phone alone. Let me beg you.
Because, like, seriously, right? There's a great loss here that we've not yet got an Eva Marie hack, because I know there's going to be videos, there's going to be photos, there's going to be videos, there's going to be fucking 3D video. There's all sorts of shit.
No, there's any Nia Jax, man, send them my way at ShadBarber85 on the Twitter.
It'd all be about the Stephanie hat.
Oh jeez!
This has got them on the lock and key, man. Thank you.
Don't go there, man. Else this podcast will end. We'll carry on for another 3 hours. Don't do that, man.
Move on
very quickly, man. Word up, man. Yeah, it's true, man.
Macho man.
With all that said, Charlotte, don't do it. Yo, Charlotte, you still get it because I think you've been using that WWE money to fix your body in the right places. It looked like you took them pictures a good 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm
not sure you got in the right place.
You got rid of a cop, you mean? That's exactly what he meant.
Are you not saying that Ric Flair loves women so much that he turned his son into a woman so quickly?
Yo,
disgusting man, if that's how you like trying to insinuate.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, Chad? You can't say that, you lost your mind!
That's
one of the worst things you ever said. Ah!
That's the worst thing you've ever said. No, Chad, that's a creep, man.
Do you know what? I'm going to make a prediction. Rick is going to die and he's going to be found hanging out after Charlotte, the transgender.
You can't see that! Oh my gosh. No.
She's going to come up with a huge vagina.
No!
Right, to move on, because I'm going to put it in there, because otherwise my lungs is definitely going to collapse.
We've got to get... We have to move on. Shad...
Well, let me do it then. I'm going to move it on. Shad, for the last time, ever, close the site for good. It's the only way that you can.
When the clock goes.
Oh God, spaghetti!
Every time.
Help me, no. Rick.
Oh my gosh! I like the fact, in a way, I like the fact that Serial Killer brought this up, you know, about Stephanie. That could have went to a whole new place altogether. Shout out to King Vaughn, who hit me up on the Twitter about it and nearly mashed up my computer in the process with all sorts of viruses and shit. Apparently, Stephanie McMahon, she spoke with The Mirror newspaper while in the UK. And during that interview, she was actually asked about WWE possibly holding another pay-per-view in the UK. And the last time that happened was 1992 SummerSlam. And that still goes down as one of the greatest SummerSlams ever, right? And it's not just by English people. It's the world over, right? So, they asked that question, and according to Stephanie, she's like, well, yes, I know, I keep wondering that myself. I think they are, because WWE always listens to our fan base, and the UK fans are pretty loud, pretty rowdy in a great way, and you know we are constantly evaluating that. Personally, I would love to see it. I know it would be incredible. That's what Stephanie said.
If they've been listening to the fans, it must be death.
Yeah!
I'm asking for a pay for you, man. Plus, even like, we have the money in the bank, something like that. Like, give us like one of the big events, see how that goes, and then give us a SummerSlam or Romania.
But
they're having this in the Russell Lord for 20 years, it's a load of shit. She's just saying what she knows people want.
You'll not see pay-per-view
here.
But, I mean, don't you think Triple T has kind of tested that waters? I mean, first we've had NXT take over London. Smashed it. Killed it, okay? Then you got this UK tournament thing that happened top of the year. Okay? You know what I mean? That's what that was, right? And then looking to do a weekly UK thing over here as well. Right, so don't you think that they're all kind of working towards that?
What did Triple H say himself when asked about pay-per-view in the UK? The time difference is the issue. We can't change the damn time. We're not going to get pay-per-view.
But you had NXT TakeOver on the network!
You lot say it all the time. You lot say it all the time. It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
It's 7 o'clock here, what time's it going to be there?
Yeah, how much o'clock
in the afternoon?
2 o'clock in the afternoon? Yeah, two in New York, 1 p.m. in Central America, and for California, well, you're talking a few hours in the morning, like, say 11 in the morning, something stupid like that.
Yeah, that should be fine though, right? It's on a Sunday afternoon, people will be able to watch that. It's PG now, it's fine.
Right? Look how long we've been watching football matches, right? You know what I mean? You're in big football, Premier League matches, and then come on, half past 12, half past 1, half past 3, half past 5. You know what I mean? People, the bars are stacked. You know what I mean? Ram. You know what I mean? Drinks all over the joint, man. Come on, son. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? They're playing about time difference. You know what I mean? Triple T can't say them things now. He's flirting with the idea now with all this UK shit he'd be doing.
I'm under the Americans are the majority of the audience, and I don't think most of them will be able to, at that time of the day, to be able to do sit down and watch wrestling.
It's in the block of afternoon!
That's what I'm saying. They're not used to it. They're not used to it, man. They just want it at the time that they have it. And then, for say, you've got, like, something going on, like, Undertaker entrance, stuff like that. We don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Well, you ain't got to worry about not Undertaker entrance because Undertaker's not there again.
I was planning for the years previous.
Yeah, but now in the future?
Ray Wyatt?
No. I'm not having it.
Ether of Pins. You know about the Ether of Pins, are you?
I'm not having it. To me, there's no... To me, there's no excuse, man. You know what I mean? The threat to the idea now.
Of course there's no excuse, man. Because obviously they went to China and if them Ching Chong motherfuckers got it, why can't we?
Ready.
You were the most racist
about Chinese,
by the
way. I'm quarter Chinese, by the way. Let's find out.
What?
You're quarter Chinese?
Wait a minute!
If you're quarter Chinese, I'm three quarters black, Chad.
Since when did that happen? Never mind. Never mind.
Oh my god, you don't know about me. What's up on this side? Sometimes, but I don't bring out all the time.
Wow.
Get this time. I want discount when I get paid for it. Sorry? Anyway.
I'm speechless.
Oh my gosh. You're bad, you know? You're bad! Man!
I know.
Man, we gotta keep this shit moving, man. Serial killer, did you actually have an MVP of the week after all that laughter? After all that
laughter? Oh, it's not on me.
40 minutes later.
Yeah, 40 minutes later. Yeah.
Yeah, very quickly. AJ Styles, I think, out of everyone on SmackDown, I think he put out the best promo. Really good main event match as well, and he looked brilliant in it. So for me, it's AJ Styles, but. On a side note, how do you think the sort of brand split / superstar shakeup's gone so far? What have you made of it after the last few weeks?
Shit.
It's one of them ones, man. It's hurting my brain. I feel like it's hurt Raw more. I'm still enjoying SmackDown. SmackDown is still my shit. And now you got all my women, every last one of them, minus Nia and Sasha, on SmackDowns. The Hall of them are on there. And SmackDown, Tuesdays is my shit now. Monday, I don't care too tough anymore, man. It's bad, man. And Raw, you got official Batmans on there. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I think Raw will pick up soon. Raw will pick up. Wyatt, Balor, Rollins, Cesaro. It'll pick up.
And then you got motherfuckers talking about Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton not defending their shit. 30 days done, and they're not defending their shit. Memes all over the shop. It's true, though.
It's a bit shit. We haven't even heard from Brock Lesnar since Mania, really. Yeah, that's a bit shit.
What?
So what killed it as well is how, like, the bowl of paper is coming off the second Miri title, so it'll be the main one. That's the main event. I'm not SmackDown, but I'm predicting that you're going to get AJ versus Owens in the main event. Not Jinder
versus Randy.
Owens versus Styles could be such a good match. It'd be a board or wank fest.
if it was a triple threat and Nakamura was in it, I'd be fucking dead.
The stock would be full.
AJ would have a fucking brother or sister.
Oh shit, yo! It's like that, man. You get on top of your fiance like that. Damn.
No, we'll get some fucking Thai bride, mate. You're mad.
What?
Oh my god.
Man.
So you do like Charlotte?
This took a turn for the weird.
Shut. Oh, borderline lady boys.
Just expose yourself. Just like Charlotte.
Oh, shit. You know, I can't lie. I can't lie to you. I'm actually finding it difficult to pinpoint an MVP of the week, you know, still. I'm trying to figure out who actually killed it, man. And I'm looking on the SmackDown roster. And I'm so close to giving it to Jinder Mahal because he really did get those pictures developed.
Stop trying to recruit people for ISIS.
No, we are just... No, man. The man had the championship belt and he posed with it and he put it on WWE.com and he put it up on the Titantron. That's exactly what he did. And I didn't think they'd do it. You know what I mean? Shane McMahon catch him and says, yo, that's not your belt. And they still put it up on WWE.com same way. That's an MVP of the week. Jinder Mahal, you got my MVP of the week, man.
Jinder Mahal will be my MVP after the pay-per-view for taking the quickest loss in the history of wrestling at that pay-per-view.
Wait a minute.
Gonna be a squash.
Hold up. You mean quicker than 18 seconds?
Yeah, I think Orton's going to come out, they'll get in the ring, they'll start the match, and Orton's just going to hit me with the RKO, and it's going to be one and done. It's going to be just done, and that's it. After all that, that's what's going to happen.
No way!
Not into Jinder.
You can't seriously think they're going to have an actual match. like.
Well, they've built him up though. He's already got the pin on.
No, he's gonna disappear after this. Honestly, it's just gonna be.
They're building him up for their India brand.
A minute.
Yeah, what about the Bollywood boys?
Who? You mean the Singh brothers?
His two brethren that rides with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like, you know what I mean? That's like
the crap J&J security.
It's going to be a couple of minutes of a match.
Wow. Alright.
Just telling you how it's going to be. I'm just going to tell you how it's going to be. Because it's not going to be the main event, like Shadfather said. It's not going to be. It's going to be a couple of minutes right before or KO versus Styles.
Alright. Okay, I'm not going to contest you on it at all. You know what I mean? If it was like, say, 5 years ago, I'd be like, don't be stupid, man. They're not going to put the US title on before the WWE title. Don't be stupid, man. If that was 5 years ago, I would have cursed you out for it, man.
What about Nakamura versus Ziggler as main event? Does anyone see that happening?
No, I'd say that's co-main event.
I'd say that would be like match
that's
six.
It's going to be such a meh match. Meh. Exactly, Joe.
Oh, man. I seriously want Ziggler and Nakamura to blow the roof off of that one, because the only reason being is because it's those motherfucking haters in STC, and I know who they are. I ain't going to mention their names because you mentioned them already, right, who don't rate Nakamura on some bullshit. And I'm there looking at them like, you all need a slap, the wall and all, you need a slap. You know what I mean? Big Nakamura.
I do rate Nakamura, but I think it's changing music. And the person I don't rate, who everybody sucks the cock off, still, and I told you like this a year ago, is Finn Balor. I just don't like him, man. It's just it's nothing to him. It's just a guy in a leather jacket like the Fonz.
I like the Diva King board.
But the thing is,
again, I have to pose this question to all of you, and you'd like to tell me that, and so there's one of you, all of you. What is the difference between Finn Balor and the Demon? Is the music different? The finish is different, isn't it?
The music's different, the finish is different.
Only slightly. I think like the beginning bit of the music's slightly different.
Oh, it's from like 12 seconds instead of from the start. Okay.
The problem with Balor, though, is not Balor's fault. It's the same problem that the club had. It's the same problem that AJ Styles had. It's the same problem that Nakamura's got. Is that they can't do half the shit they used to do in New Japan. And that's the problem. Because that is PG. And health and safety.
Well,
mad. Yeah, it's health and safety mad. Like, AJ Styles would be doing like top rope Styles clashes every other pay-per-view in New Japan. And, like, Finn Balor used to use the Bloody Sunday, which is the reverse DDT, like, 24-7. Like, well, that would be off the top rope as well, or the middle rope, or through a table. And, but it's never going to fly in WWE, so that's what, like, it's a shame, but it's just the way it is, isn't it? Health and safety, mad.
Well, the same on that kind of stuff for WrestleMania and big events. I don't want to see that on Raw.
Again, that's another problem that's out of their control, though, isn't it? That's another thing that's out of their control. Because WWE likes to do the big spots at big events, not weeklies anymore. Whereas Raws and SmackDowns used to always have the big spots, and, you know, it always used to be exciting, and you always used to know what was going to happen, like main event. Oh, next week you're going to get so-and-so and so-and-so. But now you don't, because it's always changing because of injuries and stuff. And
it's a weird one, man. It's a weird one because, you know, when people they're trying to play safer now and they still get injury same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit still happens. I still believe, though, when you're fighting in front of the sign, sorry, Shad, when you're fighting in front of the sign, you got to fight your best. You got to come in with some wild shit. So, I kind of do understand. On top of that, all this other shit that they do, because, like, I can't really speak for New Japan and them place there. Right, but when it comes to the WWE, you're in that entertainment shit, right? You're in that entertainment shit, so you're not just wrestling. You're on the road. You're doing all this other promotional shit. You're doing this, that, and the third. And you know what I mean? As far as the other promotions, I don't know if they're doing the same things. I don't know, man.
It's just such a contrast. Like,
Have you guys seen the Sammartino JBL interview?
Yeah.
No.
Because, like, Sammartino basically had, like, 5 days off in a year. Like, for like, 7 years or something fucking insane. Like, he had, like, 5 days off. Like, no one does that now. It's a whole different world to what it used to be. Sammartino would, like, wrestle 2 different events in the same day, then do press interviews, and then maybe he would go home if he was lucky.
And people want to complain about Brock Lesnar?
I know.
Wow.
Got a different one here.
But I don't think it's that. I think it's more of the case of, you know, him having the title and him don't defend it as often as
but
other guys.
But that's the point. We said this.
That's the same thing with Bruno.
That's the point.
Ah, okay.
Brock Lesnar not being on TV, everybody is talking about the Universal title.
Yeah.
And Brock Lesnar. So that's
when
why. Yeah, exactly. When he does defend it, everyone's going to tune into that pay-per-view and tune in for the Paul Heyman promo.
Yeah.
And it's going to be record figures again. And everyone will forget that he wasn't on TV. Because that's Brock Lesnar. He's the number one guy in WWE. No one touches him. He's the number one.
I want to ask you this question, Wardle. Can we say the same for Shinsuke Nakamura? Because we've already got motherfuckers complaining about how Nakamura, he doesn't fight every week and this, that, and the third. And I'm now thinking,
He doesn't have to.
I knew there was a baby reference.
Please.
Shad.
I think we're going to go with man. Shad. Mix it up, man.
Shad, can I ask you a question? Have you...
Go for it.
Have you got WWE 2K17?
Yeah, actually.
Then you could do that shit, man. You know what I mean? We just set up in the options. Go to Shinsuke Nakamura. Change his music to Bayley's shit. Presto.
Nakamura, boy. I don't know if I've got Nakamura.
Oh, haven't you got him as a secret character or one of them unlockable characters?
Do I get him?
Oh dear, I think you might have to buy him or some shit.
Yeah, I think I have to buy him.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Just, you have to just buy him.
I don't know, man.
Shad, man, true superstar you are. It's time for you to close out STC from the UK with your final thoughts.
Forever.
Before I announce what I'm going to do, well, what we're doing next week on the BDSIO Network. So, Shad, the floor's all yours. Well, it's been yours for 90 minutes, but close it out!
Oh, man. Again, I feel I have to get to the same point again. I wish people would stop sucking the cock of Finn Balor. Please, man. It's just average. Okay, small. Okay, we can get past that. Jericho was small. Whatever, anything. Jericho entertained us. But Finn Balor's just not doing it for me. So what, he put some face paint and he's supposed to be some sort of the art character like Undertaker. Like, Undertaker is a proper character. What is the demon? People say, oh yeah, the demon is like Undertaker. How? What does he do that's evil? Has Finn ever done anything evil in his life? This evil demon character. What has he done? Crawl to the ring. That's scary. Ooh, you're my spider. Stupid. I'm not a fan, and so far from what I've seen of him, even in NXT, he's done nothing for me. He's failed to impress me, and I had high hopes for him. Maybe I'm just disappointed, but I just wish people would just get off his nuts. That's my final thought. Thank you for tuning in to the FCC from the UK on the BDSIR Network
for the final time.
Can I just say, Shad's just ruined Finn for us. Because now I'm just thinking, Spider-Finn.
Here's the thing, right?
Thanks, Shad.
Here's the thing about that, man. I see Shad's point. I see where he's going. But I've already become a fan. The thing about me is, right, personally, if your entrance impresses me, there's a very good chance I'll be a fan of yours, regardless of your wrestling style. regardless of your promos and shit. If your entrance kills it alone,
oh.
I'm likely to be a fan. I'm sorry, but that's the way my mind works.
That doesn't explain why you like the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers, man. The only thing I like about them, man, was that Royal Rumble 92 that you showed me. Was it 92? Mm-hmm. It was one of them.
And
they was doing that funny walk and shit, and then I got in the ring and I got dashed out and they carried on doing the walk back up the back to the locker room. That shit was funny. Yo! I want to take this time to thank everybody, every single human being who's took at least 1 minute of their time to even check us out on BDSR Network, the Best Damn Shine Radio, STC from the UK, since its inception in 2013, when it was just me and Jamie Maverick Shields, and then it became me and Jazz Kumar, and then it became me, Shad, and Icy, and then it became me and Shad forever on from that point until Wardle, Matt Sacco and Joe joined us and everything, man. I really do appreciate that, man. Where it is, bar, man. Every single show that we have done. Hey, next week, it's a new beginning, new era for all of we, right? Backlash prediction show and shit. That's how we're going to kick it off. Wardle has promised us a special guest coming onto the show next week. I'm really excited about that shit. Right, Tink, we're gonna attempt to be more professional, but I can't really see that happening, to be honest with you. And we have a new name. Wardle, tell us about the name of the new show.
It's Sticky and Sweet.
Yeah, it's Sweet and Sticky.
Pause.
It just came out of me. It's the sweetest sticky name.
Oh, man. You know what? I regret asking you now.
It's all right, we can edit that out.
yeah.
You can preemptively follow us on Twitter at Jams Podcast.
Yo, spell that out, man, just in case I get it wrong, because you know a lot of these internet brownies I can't spell.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Yes. J-A-M-M-S.
Right, and if you've got a brain, you'll figure out what that stands for, you know what I mean? J-A-M-M-S podcast. And what about Instagram? Are we on there yet? Is it a work in progress?
That's tomorrow.
Okay, that's a work
in... up and running tomorrow for people to follow.
Okay, brilliant. That's a work in progress. Nice. That's how it's going, man. It's a new beginning, man. Change is going to come. And with all that said, we don't talk. It's over. Thank you. Shit. Join us next week. Same time, same channel. New show. For on behalf of myself, Grant Body P, the Matt Sack of the Serial Killer, I'm trying to call this out, the Shad Father, I mean my right hand man from the beginning, from the shit to the present day of this shit, to Joe
the Bottom, the breast.
That's a man.
To Wano, Mr. NXT. Thank you all. Be done dark. I salute you all. It's over.
Sayonara, sayonara, you run by motherfuckers.